Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 6 July 2022. Top stories for today. Selangor Menteri Besar Dato Sri Amiruddin Syari said a post-flood relief mission was sent to Baling Kedah earlier today by the state government. He said the three-day mission involves a total of 189 personnel from 12 local authorities and 20 members of the Selangor Volunteer. The mission aims to restore the basic needs of the 1,424 residents in the 12 flood-affected villages. Bank Negara Malaysia raised its key overnight policy rate by 25 basis points to 2.25% during its fourth Monetary Policy Committee meeting this year. According to its monetary policy statement, the ceiling and floor rates of the corridor of the OPR are correspondingly increased to 2.50% and 2% respectively. Malaysia's new COVID-19 infections jumped to 2,932 as of midnight Tuesday. The data from COVID Now portal showed a total of 2,292 recoveries, which were recorded yesterday. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health reported 3 COVID-related deaths, with one confirmed as brought in dead. On the international front, Twitter is suing India's government after more than a year of rising tensions over the country's sweeping 2021 IT law. The company filed a complaint with the Karnataka High Court in Bangalore to challenge a recent order to censor content within the country. According to Twitter, it had until Monday to block about a dozen accounts and posts or face possible criminal action. While the company complied with the order, it's now also seeking legal relief. Millions in China are put under lockdown again as businesses in a major tourist city were forced to shut their doors today. New clusters sparked fears of a return to strict restrictions as the health authorities reported over 300 COVID-19 infections. And a hacker claims a massive data leak in China, which exposes information from 1 billion Chinese citizens. The anonymous hacker, who goes by the alias China Dan, is now selling these allegedly stolen data on the dark web for 10 bitcoins or $195,000. Meanwhile, the Binance CEO says that the whole breach appears to have started when a government developer accidentally includes the login credentials in a tech blog post. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.